This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem, center stage. Submissions for One Poem Only are officially open, and I'd love to hear your work. You'll find all the details and the submission form in today's show notes. This is One Poem After, where I'll be reading poems written after those featured on the podcast during National Poetry Month. Today's after poem is by Allison Dean. Heart Gallery, after W.C. Quinn. I have been curating an art gallery in the chambers of my heart, a sanctuary for the experimental and the personal and the abstract. For Rothko's painting, which made a classmate recoil. For Newman's canvas sliced open in Amsterdam. For Catalan's duct tape satire cannibalized by the art market. For Best Friend's Tumblr-published poem. For an indie cartoonist handmade zine. For a local band's debut EP. It's messy work getting frames to stick on these blood-slicked walls, hanging speakers in the corners and soundproofing the valves. We even had a stent installed to expand the space. We're open during renovations, but we get few visitors. Not even the guided tour draws a crowd. But these pieces were never meant for mass appeal. They were meant for art house film screens and double-digit follower Instagram pages and late-night art school dorm conversations. They will hang on these walls, beat in time with my pulse, and defibrillate the lights back on if we ever threaten to close. By Allison Dean. You can find more from Allison on Instagram at Allison Dean Art. And now for the poem this was written after. Abstract. My pieces appear askew, but I am no Picasso, just a girl before a mirror, trying to love myself, despite the flaws in my reflection. I keep counting my brushstrokes, grooming tangles and pennants. My tongue's burden is language. The she-wolf bellow calls to me. I don't reply. My words, sticky sweet honey, smacking heavy in the roof of my mouth, splatters canvas akin to Pollock. My nightmares covet reality, so call me a dreamwalker, lucid surrealist, observing life like Dolly from below the waters, bearing witness to the metamorphosis of Narcissus, unsure if I am art or artist. My heart stenciled with purpose in the face of perpetual loss. A girl with balloon, black and white statements, stricken with red accents. Recognizable. Unknown. By W.C. Quinn. If this poem stayed with you, you can find more of her work on Instagram at As Told By W.C. Quinn and on Substack at W.C. Quinn. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow.